The Ghastly McNasties, The Lost Treasure of Little Snoring, by Lynn Gardner and Ross Asquith, read by Daniel Philpott. Wanted, dead or alive, the crayfish twin terrors wanted for million squid robbery of lobster bouillon, selling cold milkless tea as whiskey and stealing babies' rattles. Big reward. Chapter 1. Captain Gruesome McNasty and his twin brother, Captain Grizzly McNasty, were standing on the deck of their ship, the Rotten Apple. They had just thrown their rusty old anchor over the side of the ship, which had screeched to a halt, leaving a terrible trail of skid marks in the sea.
"Sweaty socks! What a wickedly wonderful day for gruesomeness!"
declared Captain Gruesome gleefully, scratching his handlebar moustache, which was home to 761 nits, 77 fleas, and a ferret.
"Squeaky pants! What a dastardly delightful day for ghastliness!"
agreed his brother, Grizzly. Captain Gruesome got out his telescope, stroked his moustache thoughtfully, and considered the treacherous rocks which jutted out from the sandbanks, and formed a semicircle not far from the harbour mouth of the small village on the island shore. The village was called Little Snoring on Sea. The rocks which rose from the sea like vicious teeth were known locally as the Jaws.
"Interesting," he mused, "and very useful. If a ship hit those rocks, it wouldn't stand a chance. It would be smashed to pieces."
He looked delighted at the prospect.
"And if another ship was waiting nearby,
it could go to the rescue of all the passengers and crew," squawked Pegleg Polly the parrot.
"Idiot!"